Time now for the latest world sport from the BBC. Hello, I'm Kath Leahy. Coming up, the English Premier League title is up for grabs, but will it go to the red or the blue side of Manchester? Turkey's Prime Minister steps in to ensure Galatasaray receive their league trophy, and LeBron James is named basketball's MVP once again. So we'll start in England and we'll find out who will be crowned champions of the English Premier League later. The title will be decided between the Manchester rivals at City and United. If Manchester City slip up against Queen's Park Rangers, then Manchester United could pick up their 20th league title. With more of the day's action, here's the BBC's Nigel Adley.
Let's start at the top of the table. Current leaders Manchester City know a win will seal their first title in 44 years. Former manager Mark Hughes stands in the way of Roberto Mancini's side, and it's guaranteed to be a scrap, as Queen's Park Rangers need at least a point to guarantee survival. Anything less, and Bolton can escape the drop by winning at Stoke. Mancini believes there's too much at stake for this just to be a clash of personalities between himself and Hughes.
If you win, you can win a title. Sure, that is a big game. And in this situation, we should play against a team that play for relegation. It will be hard. It will be difficult. More than Newcastle, more than United. It's not Mancini against Hughes or Hughes against Mancini. This is Manchester City against QPR.
Manchester United must just win and hope at Sunderland, but Sir Alex Ferguson has laid down a challenge for Mark Hughes, who played a key part in his first title-winning team.
Do you know what I was doing 29 years ago? I took a wee team Aberdeen to beat Real Madrid in the European final. We had 11 players, homebred, and the oldest player was 27 years of age. That's Queen's Park challenge. It's Queen's Park Rangers challenge to do an Aberdeen. Of course, it's dogs are stacked against them, sitting in good form. They're at home. It'll not be easy for them because the pressure on them will be enormous. On the face of it, you expect City to win, and so do I. But as long as human beings are human beings, you never know.
The race for third spot is still very much alive, with Arsenal, Spurs and Newcastle all fighting for Champions League football. The team finishing up in fourth will be hoping Chelsea slip up in the Champions League final, so they too can play in the competition next season. Arsenal are currently in the driving seat, sitting third with 67 points, one more than Tottenham and two more than Newcastle. Arsene Wenger is simply focusing on getting all 3 points at West Brom, so they don't have to worry about anyone else.
If you were in my position, you would look at, you have a position, possibility to secure the third place on Sunday, so you would want to take it. We'll always face the consequences of what happens after, but before the game, I believe we have a fantastic position. We are switched on. And if we win the game, we don't need to look at anything else.
Arsene Wenger ending that report from the BBC's Nigel Adley. Well, there's also plenty to play for at the other end of the table, with QPR and Bolton Wanderers both hoping to avoid relegation. The French domestic league title could also be decided later. Montpellier are currently 3 points clear of big-spending Paris Saint-Germain with 2 games to play. They'll be crowned champions for the first time in their history if they get a better result at home against Lille than PSG achieve at Stade Rennes. The French football journalist Philippe Auclair says Montpellier have been the outstanding team this season.
What Montpellier have got for them is a very good coach, René Girard, who is not very well known outside of France because he's mostly taken care of national teams and, you know, under 17s, 21s and so forth. And a very, very good mix of players who've grown up together and among which there are some really outstanding talents. At the moment, the whole of the city is dreaming of this first title.
In Spain, Barcelona needed an injury time goal from Mali's Samuel Keita to rescue a 2-2 draw away at Real Betis in Pep Guardiola's last game in charge. Later on Sunday, any two of Sporting Gijón, Rayo Vallecano, Granada, Real Zaragoza and Villarreal will join Racing Santander in being relegated from La Liga. And the Bundesliga champions Borussia Dortmund defeated the Champions League finalist Bayern Munich 5-2. Borussia Dortmund defeated the Champions League finalist Bayern Munich 5-2 in the German Cup final on Saturday to win their first domestic double. Now, Galatasaray have been crowned champions of Turkey after a goalless draw at city rivals Fenerbahce, but the match was overshadowed by crowd trouble. No Galatasaray fans were allowed at the game, but that didn't stop Fenerbahce fans causing serious disruption after watching their rivals claim the title in their stadium. Safa Arap Kirili is a journalist in Istanbul. He described what happened at the final whistle.
The cup-giving ceremony had to be postponed. The Turkish Football Association and the governor of Istanbul offered Galatasaray to give the cup in the dressing rooms, which they refused. There was a hesitation of a couple of hours, at the end of which the Prime Minister, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, had to intervene, call Fenerbahce administration and Istanbul's governorship and order them to take the precautions to provide enough security. And Galatasaray team came out to an empty stadium, which was totally dark, and under the lights of torches and flashlights, they could only receive their cup.
Now to tennis, and the blue clay at the Madrid Open may have been an issue for Novak Djokovic and Rafael Nadal, but Roger Federer has had no such problems. The world number three is through to the final against Thomas Burdick. In the women's competition, Victoria Azarenka will meet Serena Williams. The BBC's tennis correspondent Jonathan Overend has more.
At least this controversial week can end with a couple of cracking finals. Federer, who cruised past Tipsanovic for the loss of only five games, can move up to two in the world again if he wins the final. But Berdych looks in great nick, winning two close tiebreaks against a grumpy Del Potro. Given the slippy nature of this odd blue court, perhaps no surprise that two players so light on their feet should contest the final. Arguably the two best players in the women's game, top seed Victoria Azarenka and Serena Williams, meet in the women's championship match.
Now on to motorsport, and Williams team's Venezuelan driver Pasto Maldonado will start on pole position for Sunday's Spanish Formula One Grand Prix in Barcelona. That's after Lewis Hamilton, who finished fastest in qualifying, was relegated to the back of the grid. More from our Formula One commentator, James Allen.
After taking his third pole position of the season but then stopping out on track with insufficient fuel, Lewis Hamilton was excluded from qualifying by the FIA race stewards in Barcelona. Hamilton had 1.3 litres of fuel left in his car on the cool-down lap after his pole, when the McLaren team told him to switch off the engine. The rules say that a car must have 0.5 litres for a sample, plus enough to get the car back to the pits, which around Barcelona is about 2.5 litres. This dramatic move by the stewards means that Pasto Maldonado starts the race from pole position in the Williams, the team's first pole since 2010 and the first ever for a Venezuelan driver.
Now to basketball, and the Miami Heat forward LeBron James has been named the NBA's most valuable player for the third time in 4 years. Accepting the award, he said his success was down to the dedication of his teammates.
The reason I'm up here today is because of those guys. If those guys don't sacrifice what they sacrifice every single night, and I think we all know what this team sacrifices and has sacrificed over the last 2 years, I wouldn't be up here. Those guys come in and work out before practice and after practice so our team can be successful. And we all know that the only way to get individual accolades is because of team success, and that's all I care about.
Well, LeBron's Miami Heat are already through to the NBA semifinals, and after victory on Sunday, so too are the LA Lakers after their 96-87 victory against the Denver Nuggets took the series. In the Eastern Conference, Boston's 92-91 win over Philadelphia gives them a 1-0 lead in their semifinal series. Finally, some golf news, and in the Players' Championship at Sawgrass in Florida, going into the final round, the American Kevin Na has a one-shot lead over his fellow countryman Matt Kuchar. Before we go, just time to remind you that Russell Fuller will be here with Sports World at the earlier time of 14 hours GMT. He'll bring you full coverage of that crucial day of the English Premier League season. Richard Conley's here from 17 hours GMT for a special World Have Your Say.